Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. December 8th. Today we're going to Luke. I thought this would be easy. I got this really good cheat sheet with all the parables. And I thought I would just go through them chronologically, just like on my little list, and just add a comment and thought. But this turns out to be much more. I don't think I'll get through even half of the list, but oh well, I can do the rest next year. In Luke 6, verse 27, we can read, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." I guess it's pretty straightforward. If someone takes your coat, give him your shirt too. If someone slaps you, turn the other cheek and have them slap it too. But the key word is what it ends with. Be merciful and do to others as you would have them do unto you. This is more of teachings with parable messages in it. It continues. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with this measure you use, it will be measured to you. I really wanted to find the scripture that Mark Gungor talked about in Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, when he said that even God talks to men and names what he wants them to do, give, and then uses 26 other words to describe the reward. And here it is. Amazing. He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. In the first verse, can the blind lead the blind? Who is blind and who is seeing? Do we want to stay blind because it's easier to just be led around? You don't have to make tough decisions. I know sometimes I would just like for someone to guide me, and I just want to be blind and follow. But I don't want to follow another that also wants to be blind. I want to follow someone that has it together and are more enlightened than me. Which leads to the next verse. I like how he points out that the student will never be above the teacher. But you graduate from being a student to someone that is on the same level as the teacher. That has been hard for me. I like to hide away as a constant student. As long as I study, I don't have to step into the teacher role and be unto others as I had chosen to be unto me, sort of. And then he goes on talking about how easier it is to judge others, but be oblivious to one's own faults. Verse 41. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. I've learned that we are mirror reflections of each other, We treat each other like reflections. We see the good in others that we also have inside of us. But we also see the bad, the dark, and what we dread in others that we carry inside of ourselves. Our traumas and wounds are directly reflected back to us and our lack of boundaries. And in one word, our self-love. Well, it's time to look into a real mirror and reflect love back to ourselves. And then we see what happens to those around us. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.